been watching a show called Below Zero. It's about life in the bush. It is funny.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, boy.
Taken out of context.
I need a laugh. Who we got coming up? Our guy.
Arif Hasan.
Yeah.
Covers the NFL, and he's a co-host of a Vikings podcast called Norse Code. He's pretty good. Hey, you know what? We got a new little segment here.
Yeah, new segment week.
We're going to be doing it every Thursday, and there's a reason for that. Evan?
Well, I thought you were setting me up.
No, because it was Thursday. Evan's idea why we should do it on this day, so I want to give him credit.
Well, because as you know, the majority of trivia nights are on Thursday. So during our big football meeting, thought it might be a great time to get to know our foe.
Oh, nice.
The Minnesota Vikings, not just the team itself, but also a little bit about the city and the state.
All right. All righty. So we got a little game show coming up, and then Arif Hasan.
I know a lot about Minnie.
What do you got here? Like a bunch of questions?
Well, yeah. So I'll just throw a couple lobs at you. So first one, what kind of animal is the mascot for the University of Minnesota?
This is so easy. Let me go. A gopher.
Okay.
What kind of gopher?
Golden gopher.
Oh, yeah.
Attaboy gopher.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, this one's for Stani.
You go, Stani. I got one.
Who's Robert Zimmerman's stage name?
Oh, that's Bob Dylan from Hibbing. Hibbing, Minnesota.
That. Thank God you
came Hibbing,
from that.
Minnesota.
All
you
right.
know who else is from Hibbing?
Who?
Kevin McHale.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, Minnesota.
Him and Dylan know each other.
Remember that interview we did with Kevin McHale?
I butchered something that day, too.
We'll see.
No, I did.
All right. What Minnesota native created the Peanuts comic strip?
I thought he was a Bay Area guy.
Yeah, I know his name.
He ain't
Charles
Jordan Schultz.
Sorry, what?
Did you say?
I said Jordan Schultz.
He's, I think he works for the Huffington NFL insider. Post.
Is that why Grandy was laughing?
Charles Schultz.
Yes.
Oh, you got it.
And I believe Charles Schultz makes his home, if he's still alive, he may not be. In the North Bay.
Yeah, there's a museum up there. It's kind of cool.
I'll take that. But I guess Jordan Schultz is somebody that works for, they know.
Yeah.
All right. This one's kind of a little bit of a deep diver. We're going to get into, maybe one of the most famous Minnesota Vikings players of all time, Randy Moss. So you all know where he went to college, right? Or graduated from college.
Yes.
Which one?
Marshall.
Oh, Stani, I had it. Okay.
However, that's not the only college that he attended. Do you know where he redshirted his freshman season?
LSU.
Ohio State.
Georgia.
Minnesota.
South Carolina. Oh, hold on.
You don't got it. All right, some point we got to just own it. We don't have it.
I'm giving you the chop.
Atlanta.
No.
Atlanta.
Oh, Florida State.
Wow. Yes. Damn. You can't do that anymore, Evan.
Thank you, 530. Charles Schultz died 24 years ago.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Yeah, so whether you... I don't want to make a joke. All right. There was a nickname given to this famous Vikings defensive group in the 1970s.
Purple People Eaters! I like
now
defense.
Name them. Alan Page.
Go ahead. What's my other guy?
Honestly, I don't know four of them.
They have a white guy
you
named
make
Kramer.
Stain my win. I got the name. Go ahead.
They had three others.
Yeah.
Not Chris Dolman. He was after those guys.
Carl Weathers.
No. Shoot. Alan Page. Oh, there was a guy with the last name of Marshall. Marshall, I believe. No.
All right. Well, anyways.
I got it.
In the 1970s, the Purple People Eaters were involved in the first ever Super Bowl. Do you know who they played and what the result of the game was? I'm going to give the score.
Okay. They played the Miami Dolphins.
They played the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, God. You
and they
lied.
Lost 27-20.
That close. 23-7.
Steiner.
Count the bucket.
I got
Carl
three.
Weller.
Oh, there you go. That wasn't what he asked. I got the name. Jim Marshall. It wasn't a question. He wanted the name.
It's all right.
All right.
I feel good about this performance.
Oh, hey, Goo. This, I don't know. This was a random one I stumbled upon. Which team did the Vikings in the first round of the 1996 playoffs beat?
The Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. Sorry, that one's for you.
That was at Dallas.
Tommy Kramer?
No, that was in Minnesota.
Who was the who's the quarterback for Minnesota then?
Randall.
Culpepper?
I want to say Randall or Randall.
96?
Yeah, it was Randall. Remember, they went to the Super Bowl with Randall.
That was 98.
No, they lost to Atlanta to go.
Yeah. Speaking of, who was the Vikings starting quarterback when they won their first playoff game under our favorite head coach, Dennis Green?
Dante Culpepper.
Wade Wilson.
Tommy Kramer. Oh, my God.
Kramer.
No. It's my our guy.
Kirk Cousins.
No. What's my man's name?
You just said his name.
I just said his name.
Trance Harkins?
No. That's six.
Kramer.
No. Dante.
Culpepper.
Randall.
Oh, Randall God. Cunningham.
Boy, Stani and Goo brought to you by Geritol.
Sorry, that was really funny. Which imaginary cartoon characters lived in Frostbite Falls, Minnesota?
Oh, that's Bugs Bunny.
No, it's Yogi Bear.
No.
Oh! No, Winnie the Pooh was the Thousand Acre Wood.
Rocky and Bullwinkle. Hey, Rocky, why don't you put a ribbon under my hair? Yeah. Look at Goo.
Dang it.
Yeah, I'm on fire, baby.
All right, our last one.
All right.
Name the professional wrestler who became the governor of Minnesota.
Jesse Ventura.
What was his nickname?
Ventura. All right. Evan, that was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was good. We're going to Minneapolis.
You're
going to
take some shade because people wanted the Prince Rogers Nelson question, but it's fine. That was too easy. Well, that was great.
Here's an easy one for you, Goo.
Yeah, go.
What is Minneapolis's sister city? They call these cities...
Oh, the Twin Cities?
The Twin Cities.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so it's Minneapolis and...
all right, smartass. How many lakes are there in Minneapolis?
10,000.
11.
Yeah,
11.
I was gonna say, it's not
11,000?
11.
Minneapolis St. Paul. Minneapolis St. Paul. Right. I got to tell you, I used to go to Minneapolis a lot, and then the last time I went there, went to St. Paul, I would compare it to, St. Paul is to Minneapolis as Oakland is to San Francisco.
Wow. Or so you saw Brooklyn. The Warriors play... against
T-Wolves.
Rest in peace, Flip Saunders.
Oh, yeah.
He
was great.
No, I liked him.
He was a great guy.
Hey, I know we got a guest coming up. Yeah. Real quick, can I just share with you? Because I'm the guy at the station. Ken just texted us.
Ken.
Your coworker, Ken?
Jesus.
Godly, man.
And no, we don't work
and
with you.
And you let him know that he doesn't really have a special place.
I call him K.
Oh, okay.
You know that. I've got my neighbor's name.
All right. Hey.
Kevin.
All right. Is it because you don't know his first name, but you know what letter it starts with?
It's okay. We're here for you, man.
You know what I want to do?
Take the glass.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
I got a brick glass.
I'm going to make up 8 questions about Ken, and I'll win the contest.
Oh,
did you
boy.
Know he was a theater kid?
I bet you
didn't. Did you know he had an audition at Juilliard?
I got all this from him when we were at the cafeteria.
Well, tell me about Kenny.
Hey, real quick, Stani. Yeah. You know, I'm the guy at us four that shares a lot of what's going on off the station.
Yeah, TMI.
So my sister got her car stolen. Bought a new car. Oh, they found the car after a day after she bought the new car.
Okay.
They said minimal damage.
To what? The new car or the
old car?
Oh. Okay.
And they said, we're going to sell it and do it. Why did they go down and look at it and it's totaled? Now, Evan, I hope they're not. Why would somebody say minimal damage from the police station and then they get down there for Heartbreak Hotel? It's like it got stolen twice. It was totaled. Well, and you're laughing.
Well, maybe because the police have seen a lot of cars in much, much, much worse shape than this after getting stolen.
It so, was just crash,
so
airbags.
Your definition of totaled is their definition of...
But imagine going there, hey, we got the car, we're going to sell it. Yikes.
Did you get any ice cream outside?
No, it makes me go to the bathroom.
Ice cream?
Yeah. What do they call it? Tolerant? Lactose?
Right, but that upsets your stomach. It does.
And makes you... Oh, gosh.
I don't think it does.
No, I didn't get any. Of course, they did it while we're on the air.
Of course. I got some M&Ms.
Yeah. Peanut?
What's that?
Peanut?
No, the regular ones. All right, here we go. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Joining us right now, Arif Hassan. He covers the NFL, and you can check out his work at wideleft.football. He also co-hosts a Vikings podcast called Norse Code. Welcome, Arif. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well out here in the Bay. Obviously, that's the Vikings and the 49ers on Sunday. Let me ask you this. Last year, the Vikings defense did a pretty good job against the 49ers offense. They held them to 17 points. Looking back at that game, what do you think the secret was for the Vikings, and do they have another effort like that in them?
Yeah, I mean, in that game, I think there was a question about whether or not Christian McCaffrey was going to play full or have a pitch count. I think he played all the snaps that he was going to play otherwise, but there were some injury concerns about him, which sounds pretty familiar at this point. I believe Deebo Samuel wasn't playing in that game. That probably also helped the Vikings defense. But, you know, for the most part, I mean, these matchups change all the time, every year. I think a lot of it is just that the Vikings are...
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know, traditionally, they've been a very creative team on defense. They continue to be a creative team on defense. And that, I think, is a big part of it. Also helps to have, you know, a little bit more resolution at quarterback than the Vikings have right now. But, you know, I think every one of these matchups ends up being a little bit different as we go year by year. I don't anticipate kind of a similar result for the Vikings heading into this week.
Arif, it was kind of weird. I was watching the Vikings Sunday, and I don't know what expectations I had for them, but they won the game, you know, they easy per se. But Brian Flores, again, had success against Kyle and the Niners last year, mainly with the six-man front. And we saw Jordan Mason run all over the Jets. Do you think we see that type of game plan from Flores and the Minnesota Vikings to stop the run and make Brock beat them in the air?
Yeah, I think so. It's going to be kind of difficult because, you know, against the run, you want to make sure that you get people going up against all of those gaps as quickly as possible, which, you know, implies something about a blitz-friendly scheme like the Vikings have. But Brock Purdy is one of the best blitz beaters in the NFL, so you have to be really careful about that. Also, you know, the 49ers run to the outside a lot more than most teams, despite being kind of this big ground-and-pound team. And so you have to be careful. You got to make sure that people, you know, have the ability to go sideline to sideline. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Vikings, you know, load up a number of players in the box, but some of those players could be like safety Josh Metellus, not necessarily a bigger linebacker, but a faster safety, so they can do, you know, the kinds of things that allow them to get to the outside while still making sure that they're disciplined against the run.
Arif Hassan joining us on 95.7 The Game. He covers the NFL, and he's the co-host of the Vikings podcast, Norse Code. Last year, Kirk Cousins had a great game against the 49ers. I think it was 35 for 45 for about 380. What was the key to that big game for Cousins last year? And, I mean, Justin Jefferson didn't play in that game. Can Sam Darnold have anything resembling the same kind of success?
Yeah, I mean, it's always possible. Again, I'm a little bit skeptical that Darnold will play up to the level that Kirk Cousins did last year. And I remember, you know, before Cousins got hurt, he was playing at an MVP level. And it sounds really ridiculous to say now, but his numbers were outstanding the entire kind of 8 games that he was playing. So he was playing at a really high level. The Vikings have done a really good job really maximizing who he was. I don't know that Sam Darnold can reach that level from game to game. Yeah, he did well against the Giants. It will be difficult for him to do something like that against the 49ers, but having Justin Jefferson in this game, that's going to be a pretty big help. If I recall correctly, TJ Hawkinson was also in that 49ers game, not going to be available for the Vikings this week. And I think that's kind of a big part of it, is that the Vikings always have a couple of answers to the defensive problems that are being thrown at them. Here, with potentially without Jordan Addison, they're really going to have to rely on Justin Jefferson and maybe Aaron Jones to kind of relieve that pressure. And I think it's going to be that pass-run balance that might be the key to making sure that Sam Darnold has enough space to operate.
Arif, I got to ask you about Brock Purdy. It's just amazing, right? The guy comes out of nowhere, leads the team to the NFC Championship game, wrecks his elbow, comes back, takes the team to almost the Super Bowl win over the Chiefs, and yet we got callers and fans saying it's Kyle, it's not Brock. If you don't mind, can you share with us what you see from afar when you watch Brock Purdy quarterback?
Yeah, certainly. I think that if Brock Purdy had landed with another team or with another coach, it's really likely that we wouldn't have seen this. Not just because other coaches don't give, quarterbacks like him a lot of chances. That is true. But part of it is that Brock Purdy changed his playing style really substantially from his time at Iowa State and even in his time, with the 49ers. I think Kyle Shanahan played a really big part in developing him and creating a system that really maximized what he did. He was a gunslinger at Iowa State. He played a lot of hero ball. It wasn't really working out for him. And in his first year with the 49ers, he kind of restricted that until basically the final weeks of the season and into the postseason. And even then, it looked like he was about to get into some trouble. He's modulated that really well now, and I think that's part of the reason that he's really successful. Obviously, having a great skill core is really successful. I'm skeptical that he is as good a quarterback as the numbers would suggest, but certainly he's not a bad quarterback being propped up by Kyle Shanahan. I think that there is something kind of in concert with the two where Shanahan is making a pretty good quarterback look great.
Arif Hasan joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's a co-host of the Vikings podcast, Norse Code, and you can check out his work at wideleft.football. I'm going to ask you a question you've never heard before, and it's this one. Christian McCaffrey, obviously, he's got a calf and Achilles injury, and we're talking about the difference between playing on grass and playing on turf. Can you describe the turf in Minnesota? Is it considered a hard turf? Are there complaints about it? Or is it just your standard artificial surface?
For the most part, it is a bit of a standard artificial surface. Again, like artificial surfaces versus grass, it is faster than the natural playing surfaces, which means it is harder than natural playing surfaces. But it's not an unusually hard one. And one of the things that kind of differentiates some of the turfs, like the ones that the Vikings have installed in US Bank Stadium, from some of the more problematic turf installations around the league, is that they do a really good job of preventing seams in that turf from showing up. And that's what's caused a lot of the injuries on turf, in addition to, you know, how hard it is and when you're pushing off of it and stuff like that. I don't think it's going to be a huge consideration for the 49ers, the playing surface in this case, just with Christian McCaffrey. I mean, he has played on turf before, and it's been fine, and I think he kind of knows how to play in those situations. I think in other turf situations around the league, probably you'd want to make that a bigger consideration because the risks are a little bit bigger. But the injury rate for the Vikings, especially lower body injuries, not super high for opponents playing at US Bank Stadium either.
Arif, we saw young Jordan Addison make the biggest play last year on Monday Night Football against the Niners, and we know Justin Jefferson's incredible, but he needs help. What's Addison's availability for this game?
It's still a little bit day-to-day. You know, he was a limited participant in practice. I think that they're going to try and figure that out essentially on game day. I think they're optimistic. Addison said he's optimistic. And so, you know, you can't always trust an athlete when they say that they're always gearing to play. So I wish I had a better answer for you, but it seems like it's a little bit up in the air. I'm operating under the assumption that he won't, just because, you know, it takes kind of a lot to pull someone out in the early in a game. But, you know, anything can happen, of course.
One thing I've been reading and seeing is that there aren't a lot of expectations for the Vikings this year, but you won opening day. Is there any chance that this team can surprise and win 9 or 10 games?
Yeah, certainly. I think so. I think that there's just a couple of uncertainties that can break in either direction. I think Sam Darnold's level of play is a big one. Obviously, you talk to people, you know, who knew him in a short time in San Francisco, and they say that he's a much different quarterback than the one, you know, we think of when we think of Sam Darnold, the one with the Jets, and they're all pretty positive. I've talked to insiders who know some of the coaches who've been there around for practice, and so they think, you know, the world of him. His final 6 games in Carolina, also really high-level stuff, and so he might be a better quarterback than a lot of us have given him credit for. That might be a reason that the Vikings can be on a path to 8 or 9 wins. And then the defense, you know, it was talent-deficient last year. Brian Flores found a way to make sure that defense was really stellar for about 10 games that season, and that was enough to kind of put them in a lot of these conversations. It felt apart at the end, but with an increase in the amount of defensive talent, a new, you know, cadre of pass rushers, a refresh in the secondary, you know, that defense looks really fantastic, admittedly, against the New York Giants. That can kind of push that potentially 8-9 win team to 9-10 wins. So it's on the table. I think it's unlikely, but it's certainly on the table.
Arif, we got a game tonight, obviously, Buffalo and Miami, and I thought of Tua and Brian Flores, obviously the defensive coordinator that I mentioned a few minutes ago, and Tua had some comments about Brian Flores, and I was curious to get your thoughts and how much traction that got out there in Minnesota, if at all.
Yeah, I mean, it was something that they asked about immediately after those comments. You know, people became aware of them. I think it went on a podcast. And before we could even ask Flores any of these questions, a couple of the defensive players, you know, came out to the podium unannounced and just showed their support for him, which is nice to see. It tells us a little bit about his interactions with the defenders on the team. It was unprompted, which I think tells us a lot. But I think more important is kind of how he responded to that, because he didn't necessarily say that he was in the right, and he didn't necessarily say that he didn't do any of these things. What he said was it hurt him to hear that, and that he needed to learn more about himself to see why that situation had emerged the way it did. Now, that's not fully taking responsibility, of course, but I think it's as close as you're going to get, and I think it's really good, because I think that's how leadership should emerge. You hear about a problem, you want to fix it instead of kind of deny it. And so I think that that's a good direction to go in, because I think it's pretty likely that, you know, he may have mistreated, you know, some of the players, especially Tua, in Miami. And I like him from my interactions with him, the way the team has talked about him. But that doesn't mean he was the same guy in Miami. And I'm excited to hear that that's something he's willing to learn from.
Arif, great stuff. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And enjoy the game on Sunday.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. That's Arif Hassan. And all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. And Norse Code podcast for Arif. And also you can check out his website at wideleft.football, which I just have. And it's got a lot of content on that goof.
Yeah, it's so funny how, you know, everything is looked at from fans, the prism of fantasy football. And we talk about McCaffrey, who's injured, for all the people that took him number one. Justin Jefferson, who now may not have the services of young Jordan Addison. Like, I just feel like if I'm playing the Vikings and I'm a defensive coordinator, I'm doubling Justin, and then what do you have?
What'd you say about fantasy football? The guy who's in 6 leagues says you're surprised at how fantasy football affects our judgment, says the guy in 6 leagues?
No, nobody foresaw, unless you did, you knew Christian McCaffrey was going to be hurt, but Justin Jefferson went number one,
okay,
and he don't have weaponry all around him. So I'm just saying more Sundays are often stunned. He's going to be doubled, and I'm thinking, like, man, if Addison doesn't go, I'm sure the Niners are going to double him, and who do they have to beat you?
Well, I think you've stumbled on something here.
You're being a smart ass, but go ahead and pay it off.
I think the fewer fantasy leagues you're in, the more knowledgeable you can be about the subject, because you're not affected by the fantasy numbers.
I was just thinking of Minnesota. How do you stop Jefferson if he's only, you know, show and tell? And, hey, Sam Darnold's got arm talents, Donnie, but if I asked you right now, does the Viking offense, who they just handled, we could beat the Giants. But outside of Jefferson, I don't expect him to have a big game, right? Better not.
Well, he's a superstar, so we'll see.
No, that he is.
Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
I met the criteria to be selected, but I wasn't.
So what?
I live with these people. I love these people. They're part of my family.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Let me tell you what I'm making official.
I met the criteria.
I'm no longer accepting any slander about Isaiah Thomas.
We'll see.
No, we won't see. One of the greatest point guards ever. Don't you ever forget about
that
it.
That is the one thing Jordan did that if I ever had a the beer with thing? Him or a cigar, I'd say, Mike, I didn't. You shouldn't have frozen
out. How about gambling
like
on Bulls games?
What's wrong with, please.
Yeah?
He wouldn't have made it through the Twitter, the phone era. Mike, they say Mike didn't go to sleep. He would party all night. You know what I mean?
Well, you're talking about that like it's admirable.
No, it just means he was gifted.
And you know
if
what?
If I could smoke cigars, eat burgers.
You know what?
Make love all night and show up in the game morning and drop 40 or 50.
Okay.
That's exciting.
Okay. You want me to tell you the bottom line? The bottom line. Jordan was just like Barkley. Just like Barkley. He just happened to be more talented and better.
So he's not more, just like Barkley.
No, they, but they,
thank
neither
you,
of them were, both of them left some of their game on the table.
Oh, no, big mound to rebound was fat. And then he trimmed that fat off and he balled. He was a baller.
Michael, why do
was
we
an angel from the basketball no, gods.
Why would people praise Michael Jordan?
Because he never got tired.
For not getting a good night's sleep.
But
he didn't take the game seriously.
No, yes, it did.
Oh, did? Oh, he did?
Tell me the game he got tired.
When he flew to Vegas?
It don't matter.
It does matter.
He mastered it. He didn't need...
The only reason it doesn't matter...
He was a robot.
...is because he had better teammates that could help him get to the destination.
He scored 63 with Granville Waiters, Dave Corzine, Orlando Woolridge.
They lost.
Come on, it don't matter. Double OT scored 63 against the Celtics. Yeah. My point is...
Yep. Didn't work hard.
Some of us are just gifted.
Didn't work hard.
It don't matter.
Yeah, he, didn't,
yeah, he did.
He burned the candle
him
at both
Pippen
ends.
Came up with the, what's the thing in the morning? The morning club. Where they worked out in the morning. You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Because
they worked out in the morning. They called it something.
Nah, I don't
Not
think
the
you,
morning roast.
No, I disagree.
Those are our guys.
I think you're making it up.
No, you know what I'm talking about.
I think you're making it up.
You hate him because he beat your dude and made him look old.
When did he never beat the Celtics? He never beat any of the legendary teams.
Whoa. The Bulls never beat the Celtics.
Not in a series.
Michael's...
We were just having the quarterback conversation about how it's not
Evan, I love you,
individual
man.
Sport, but when it comes to Mike,
you never
then it counts
Mike
against
gave
him.
You that work.
First of all,
work.
Priest who brought up the record. Priest,
no, but we were talking about our conversation with the. This is trolling. Michael might be the best athlete we've ever seen.
Right.
He never, forget and, what he did in his nightlife.
And because of that.
And his physique.
And because of that, you overlook all his shortcomings.
Which
is fine.
What?
First of all, he's a jackass.
Oh, see, that's why.
That's the first thing.
So this is personal.
Well, he is.
No, Mike.
Ask Isaiah.
Isaiah.
Ask anybody
did it
who's
to
played
himself.
With him.
So get, show some sportsmanship. We'll ask Spider Sally next time. Hey, what do you make of this? I met the criteria.
He did meet the criteria.
Yeah, but you need to shake hands.
No,
grow
you don't.
Up.
Oh, yeah, like Jordan shook hands with everybody.
Yeah. He learned that from Bobby Knight, huh?
Sorest
loser. He learned that from Bobby
of
Knight.
Of all time.
He should have been on Jordan. That team. That bothered me.
Thank you. But that's okay that Jordan was able to stick it to him like that.
I met the
because
criteria
he could dunk.
And then when
be
Mike
selected.
Was
let's
in Barcelona,
on. Let's
quick.
Move on. He
Michael's
left.
In Barcelona for the Team USA.
Yeah,
some
working hard.
Reporter
right?
says, who takes the game winning shot? And Magic and Bird are right there. And Jordan looks at the reporter like, are you crazy? I take the game winning shot. 23.
Yeah.
Come fly with me.
Bo Jackson's a better athlete. in your face.
He got hurt.
You know who else was a better athlete?
He didn't last. Ball didn't last.
You know who else was a better athlete and proved it? Danny Ainge.
I love Ainge.
Danny Ainge played
on the Blue Jays.
In the major leagues.
Yeah, he was on
Jordan
the Blue Jays.
Never could. He could never make it.
He was got in tennis shoes. That's what Bird called him.
This is what really bothers Jordan. Ainge is a better golfer than you.
Danny. Mike just had twins with a lady 25 years younger than him. He's still winning.
You see what I'm saying, though,
no,
Gil?
He's genetically, he's a freak.
I think it's sad.
You're jealous.
Straight
shooter.
I'm
not jealous. Yeah, straight shooter's a nine.
I'm not jealous.
Dude is incredible.
I can look in the mirror and love myself.
That's who you don't want to follow. You always talk about who's going to come after Steph. I don't want to come to Golden State. I wouldn't want to be Jordan's son from an athletic vantage point. Money-wise, yeah, Pop, I need help. I got it. But athletically, you can't live up to what your dad was. Steph did. He surpassed Dale. Klay and Michael. Yeah, Klay surpassed Michael.
Yeah, really? Was Klay the number one pick in the draft?
Next question.
No, I'm talking about he's going to the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Michael didn't get
there. Is he?
And I love double
Is Klay
zero.
Going to the Hall of Fame? Well, they let everybody in there. Let me guess, Warrior fans don't want him in now that he's a Maverick.
They don't let Danny Ainge in. What happened there?
Did you see Klay and Steph not sitting together at the Liberty
Why
game?
Why would they?
They were, I didn't like
Steph
you.
Drove him out. That's the story that's going to come
if
out.
If you could do radio the way you were, if people knew the real, I think they do know you.
So what happened at the Liberty
No, they
game?
Were sitting across from each other. It was just kind of weird. Now, they could have hooked up at halftime, but
okay.
If you were on Twitter, you would have saw it.
Yeah, he went Jordan on him.
Dude, it is.
See, this is what he doesn't understand, is that I am up on everything.
Oh.
In fact, Klay was there with, I forget his first name, Blake Lively. Derek Lively. And then there's a Lively that plays for the Ravens, too, right?
Right, the tight end.
There's too many Livelys. Anyway, yeah, Klay was with Lively, and Curry came up to him, and he went, ew.
Oh, stop it, Stoney.
No, seriously,
they're
he
best buds.
No, Evan, can you help me on that one?
I saw it. I'm having fun.
Thank you. Hey, by the way, Christian McCaffrey, practicing today.
I'll save it for the... No, I'm not saving it. It's you and me.
Practice.
Yeah.
Now,
he's a gladiator.
Ask me if he's a full participant.
Okay, I cheated a little bit because I looked up to the TV to the right. Ian Rappaport said he's a long shot to play Sunday.
He's practicing today.
Yeah, okay.
Now, it's not a fully padded practice.
We'll see.
We'll make our picks tomorrow. I got $7,000 to spend. I'm going all in Niners and Vikings. Going on Niners.
Okay.
With or without C-Mac? No, I took the Chargers. I forgot
I was
going to
say, you sent me something else.
Did you got me all... Yeah.
Flustered?
No, this is the spaz segment.
Oh. Hey, I don't like Jordan.
Shoes still selling.
It's not that I don't like Jordan. It's
his tennis shoes are still selling. They're the standard.
Right.
They beat up.
Stop lionizing him. He's just a guy.
Nah.
He's a person.
Nah.
Yeah.
Reggie Bassey in Union City.
Silk.
Yeah. He knew Jordan was Jordan to Carolina. I was a Georgetown guy. I didn't know Mike was going to be this Silk knew.
Didn't your boy call him Black Jesus, Stoney?
Yes! That is the best compliment I ever heard.
Larry Bird. Sorry.
No, he never. No.
He said, didn't. God in tennis shoes.
No, he didn't.
Oh, my God. What did he say, Stoney?
He said Jesus or something. But he didn't say Black Jesus, and I don't think he said God.
Yeah, in tennis shoes. And he had the mullet, and Mike was going between the legs, shaking him, and Bird's mullet was flipping in the back. Ace Ventura style.
Well, listen, my only point on Michael Jordan is...
He's the best to ever do it.
My only point about Michael Jordan is that because he's the best to ever do it, people like you overlook all his shortcomings, such as never criticizing him for being the worst owner in the NBA.
Oh, that's
he was a loser.
That means nothing.
Of course, to you. I think it means a lot.
He's not even part of the story. It's like baseball for him.
Not part of the story.
So now you want him to be the best dude on the hardwood.
You're making my point.
Bob Myers.
You're making my point. You're making my point.
No.
You just said it doesn't matter that he failed.
He bronied his way. He LeBron. He was Bronny of owners.
I appreciate you making my point.
Because he was Jordan A. Go take this team.
I appreciate you making my point.
He's the greatest,
because
man.
Because you do not even acknowledge he was an owner, yeah. And rightfully so, because he was the worst owner.
I got to say this to you.
Him, Sterling, and Dolan, worst owners in the league.
There was one guy.
But it's okay, because it's Michael.
If you really
he
knew me.
Jump.
No, it's more than that. There was one guy, Evan, can I just get this off you guys? There was one guy that I thought that was far athletically better than Jordan. And his name from the University of Maryland, this is why you know I'm a baller.
Oh, here you go.
Was Lynn Bias. Okay. And every photo, Evan, because they were in the ACC together and they used to battle, Lynn was something. He was, I'm about to tear up. Go ahead, Evan.
No, I was just going to ask Steiny if Isaiah Thomas's head coaching career mars his career as a player.
I forgot that.
But he only coached for like 2 years. Jordan was the owner for like 15.
Oh, so he had staying power.
Yeah, he's an owner, Evan.
Yeah. Was Bias Isaiah Thomas
Evan,
an
I know
owner?
What you're trying to do.
Give us the Lynn Bias, the skinny on him, your scouting report on him, Steiny. He was going to be a pro. Whit Bird! He could do everything. Mid-range. He was Amari Stoudemire times five.
Didn't have the three-point shot.
Well, it wasn't there.
Exactly. So he didn't have everything.
Damn, see? Cocaine, man.
Hey, what are you doing Saturday?
Oh, little Daryl's moving back into
Santa Clara?
Yeah. So we got to go.
You're going to help move him in?
I'm thinking about it. Mom might help him.
All right. Well, Evan, what are you doing Saturday afternoon? You want to?
He's working.
I'm working.
Saturday afternoon?
What time do you get off?
And show from 9 to 12 and then a broadcast at 6.
Oh, my. This dude works harder. What you got? Sound like an invite.
Yeah, I was going to, but you guys are busy.
I'm on the fence.
Watch party.
I'm in.
Tulane, Oklahoma.
Oh, stop. What was the spread I saw?
At the North Star Bar in San Francisco.
Not five, not six, not seven.
You want to come?
Nah.
We got to make up for that loss to Kansas State last night.
Dude, the spread was 12. OU minus 12, I thought of you and your daughter.
I'm pretty sure OU's ranked.
When did they get 9? Go ahead.
Who got 9?
Both teams combined.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You know, let me just do something like this. Because I know this is Greg Cosell, who's on with Willard and Dibbs. Yeah, just talking about Brock Purdy.
Purdy just executes what he's asked to execute at a really high level. And I think people lose sight of how difficult that is to do play after play after play, week after week after week. And they view him, well, he's just running a great system. You know, that's really hard to do. And he does it at a really high level.
I just wanted to change the subject.
So why did Priest say Willard and Dibbs missed something? Because he gave Purdy love and his credit right there.
Well, he just says he executes a system.
No, but to me, that's...
No, Priest was right.
Never stop.
Purdy just executes what he's asked to execute at a really high level. And I think people lose sight of how difficult that is to do play after play after play, week after week after week. And they view him, well, he's just running a great system. You know, that's really hard to do. And he does it at a really high level.
Priest was right on the money.
Aren't all quarterbacks system quarterbacks?
Oh, now you're going to go down that road.
Jim Kelly, the running gun with the... With the Bills, Joe Theismann with the Hogs. Like, I don't know. Hayton is at an all-time high, man. That dude's about to get 60 fat ones.
Well, you know, one of the reasons that hating has come into focus is because...
The internet.
Well, and that there's unfortunately an abundance of people like you that refuse to criticize certain people.
I was on just Purdy's news.
Talking about Jordan.
Oh, stop.
You're writing half the story.
Okay, what?
You're writing half a book with Michael. Let's go to some calls.
Oh, God. You are. This is an AL. Yeah, I'm not even going to bite.
Pete in San Ramon, it says he has the skinny on Lynn Bias for Guru.
Give it to me.
What's up, Pete in San Ramon? How you doing, man? What do you got?
Hey, good afternoon, gents.
Yeah.
So, Lynn Bias went, you guys know I'm from Prince George's County where it's in the water.
Yeah.
And Lenny Bias was about 8 years behind me at Northwestern High School. Fabulous player.
Man.
Played 4 years for the Terps.
Yep.
And was overall second pick to the Celtics and was dead 2 days later.
Man.
It's really sad.
It is sad. Hey, are you a University of Maryland fan, Pete?
Absolutely. Go Terps. What up?
Try to guess.
Billy Edwards Jr.
Try to guess.
Billy Edwards Jr.
Try to guess who my favorite guard is in Maryland history.
Basketball?
Yes.
Oh, I already know who it is.
No, you don't.
Uh-oh, guard.
Remember a guy named Greg Manning. Remember Greg Manning?
Yeah. Yeah.
Steel, Pennsylvania. Steel high. Steel nice, Spire. Thanks, Pete. Appreciate the call.
I thought you were going to say Steve Blake.
That was my guess. 6'9", Lenny. Could do it, man. He could jump, man.
Yeah, and I'm with the 5'10 here.
Oh, boy. Jordan, hey, what do we got?
Nah, Goo, you shouldn't be so starstruck. They're just people. Don't put yourself down, Goo. You belong in a group with regular people.
Yeah, I got you.
There you go. Len Bias was a better athlete than Jordan.
I mean... I saw what I saw, man. Remember that play? They were in North Carolina. Lenny threw it off the defender's back. He was threw it to himself, caught it, and dunked it.
Well, he also had a highlight where he dunked, stole the inbound pass, and dunked reverse.
Oof.
I think that's what he wants. Now, Bob's in San Francisco.
Kuminga can do that.
With the blonde hair.
Yeah. Bob's in San Francisco. Hey, Bob, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you doing? Love the show, guys.
Oh, thank you.
I had this question for Goo, but Sine, you too. You're talking about great athletes, so I wanted to go to the middleweights, and I wanted to just ask, who would you have preferred, Tommy the Hitman Hearns or Marvelous Marvin Hagler? And I guess I got to throw Sugar Ray in there too, huh?
Yeah, I was a Wilfredo Benitez fan.
Oh, okay.
Wilfredo.
Mine was my favorite boxer all time, the Hitman, Thomas Hearns, Detroit.
Yeah, but that fight with Hagler and Hearns was one of the greatest fights I've ever seen in my life.
Ever.
That was the best.
Ever.
That was a great fight.
Wasn't that awesome?
Yeah. It was a great fight.
A minute and a half.
No doubt. Best 90 seconds of my life, Stoney, far as boxing.
Yeah, go ahead and check out Ron Lyle against George Foreman, too.
Was Cosell calling it?
He called everything.
Yeah. Hey, kid, go.
Greg?
Greg's related to Howard, I believe.
I butchered it one time. I'm going to lay off.
Okay. Let's go to Dennis in San Francisco. Let's talk about Brock Purdy. Hey, Dennis, how you doing?
How's it going, guys?
Hey.
Going well.
Hey, Guru, you're good. Never take the bait, brother. Never take the bait. Don't be like Donald Trump.
Hey. wow. How did he get me? He must have been Jordan. He's a Jordan fan.
Evan said no politics.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he was just saying don't take the bait.
We didn't even talk about the debate.
We're not gonna.
Yeah, it wasn't much to talk about. What did I see that was so
It makes me want to talk about it.
No, it was like... idolizing a politician is like thinking the stripper loves you. It's how that read that. Like, that's Brownie
Blues. You can substitute Michael Jordan for politician.
I said, damn, Brownie, that's a bar.
I mean,
yeah.
A couple things I wanted to touch on. We don't have the 10-minute segment now, so.
Oh, yeah.
Things have changed a little bit.
Do we get them longer?
Hope not.
Oh, man.
You know what? Does this impact the crossover? Oh, I know what I wanted to tell you.
Give it to me.
About 4 or 5 minutes. You know who you've slept on? This.
Because it wasn't slept with, but yeah, who? I was like, what?
So, I'm gearing up for the San Jose Sharks season.
So you say.
Dude, do you realize that the Sharks, and I know this is going to be a sign of failure for you, but... For a lot of other people, it's a good sign. I know you're going to think it's an insult, but do you know that the Sharks made the playoffs one stretch 14 out of 15 years?
Man, I do believe that. That's not shocking at all.
But you should
rip
them.
And they went to the Stanley Cup final.
But they never won.
But still.
Well, but that gets it, but still. How about their choke artists?
Nah, not at all.
18 of 20 18 of 20 years they went to the postseason.
Who's their head coach now, Stoney?
It's
not DeBoer.
No, don't tell me. It's War. It starts with a W. Warshoff.
We just want the name.
Warshoff. Warshoff. I don't know if Evan's checking it or not. It's something W. Anyway.
No, I was just making sure that 16 teams make the playoffs.
Ryan Warsawski.
Close.
Yeah.
You know what Tuesday night was, Goo? How do you feel about this? We can do a quick potpourri segment. Yeah. I got some. Tuesday was the last night you will see the Giants City Connect jerseys.
And Shasky's phone called my phone, and we talked about it because we're uniform nerds. Yeah. Thank the Lord. And I'm telling you, I'm from the Bay. Giant fans with that rich history and the Johnny LeMaster black, the Daryl Evans orange, all the colors you can choose from. Get it right. What was those? They looked like a popsicle, the push-up.
Just because you didn't like them doesn't mean everybody doesn't like them.
They didn't like them because they're retired. A's and Giants have some of the best uniforms ever, man. A's, come on now. They're better than the Giants right now. I'll just say, I mean that.
Do they have a better record than the Giants?
If you let me pick and choose from certain day.
Giants are 2 games under 500. That's the whole year.
Mm.
Yeah? What's the A's record? 50 and 78? Please, Goo.
I'm mad at the A's right now.
Recency bias.
Or the bullpen.
You know what?
Give it to me. Fire off!
You hear about your boy Logan Webb?
No.
Said he was hungover during the All-Star game?
Logan.
He did.
What's that get him?
It gets him an excuse for getting shelled.
Yeah, he did give up a run. Man, Logan.
And a run in the All-Star game is getting...
You really think that's the first time he's pitched hungover before?
Well, it's the first time he talked about it.
Doc Ellis was on LSD.
You know what?
Now what? How are you going to nitpick Doc? He said it.
Cut that. The urban legend is... He took LSD and went and pitched. That's not the way it happened. He actually took LSD like in San Diego the day before.
Stoddy, stop. There's no way.
Yeah. He might have flashbacks.
No, he said he was on it. Hi.
Yeah, that's what he said.
There's a documentary about it.
Thank you, Evan.
And in the documentary, to me, it wasn't clear
you
that.
You always want to knock people down from their...
I'm trying to prop him up and say, you know...
You know, you said it was 22 days
and
ago.
David Wells was hungover for his... Let's just say. Had a good discussion with the ball. We got a minute here, and we're not going to get into it.
By the way, every morning game played in Major League Baseball, those are hangover games.
Wow. Hearns, six class divisions had championships, so he was bad. He was my favorite. Random.
I got into a conversation with the boss about this. We got 30 seconds. We're talking about the Valkyries.
And he KO'd Durant.
The Valkyries.
Yeah. Okay. I can't wait.
You think we're going to end up talking about the Valkyries at all?
Yeah, especially if they get a Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, he doesn't think so.
We're not there yet.
Oh. So you can take it up with him.
Did he say that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Just kidding.
Dude, I cannot wait, man.
You think we'll talk Valkyries next year?
We're talking Caitlin Clark and what's my girl that got injured? Angel.
Yeah,
I wonder who would have won the Rookie of the Year had she been able to finish. It's going to be close.
I think it was Caitlin Clark, but
maybe we can swing a trade.
Man, who are we drafting?
Hopefully, Juju.
Well, she won't be out. She'll still be in school.
Well, she could come out, right?
Mm-hmm. Handy's been working with her.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Okay.
You are cruising for a bruising.
Yep. Her path to the WNBA just got a little tougher. All right. I'm just kidding.
And then when you see me,
I'll leave it there on 95.7 The Game.